was honestly 1 year to be a, it was a team costume with me and all my friends when I was in high school. I've told you guys about it, but I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast.
I don't quite remember. Boxes, right? Yeah, boxes.
Yeah, I dressed up as everything
content. Yeah, tell it.
Yeah, I guess I could get a bit more information about it. Me and my friends, we all decided that we wanted to do we all wanted to be something mundane. And our one friend decided that he wanted to be a box. He like designed this box with like a slit and a bag, and you just push the candy in. And it just simple as that. And it covered him the entire thing. And because back in the old day, TV boxes were massive when I was a teenager. We all easily found one. And what turned an idea for like one turned into about seven of us doing it. And then that kind of spread. And so we all met up at my one buddy's house. And I think there was like just over 30 of us. Like literally just over 30 of us dressed up as boxes. The exact same costume. Like,
different boxes, different shapes and sizes. Yeah. And like somebody opens their door and just sees like a gathering of like boxes. Like, who's moving to my house? What the fuck is happening?
And they, right? they perfectly cover us. So we'd put the boxes down and then we'd wait. Like we'd ring the doorbell and sit there and wait. And once the door would open, we all had little pulls and we'd all pull open the little slits that opened to the bags. And
people got pulled into houses thinking they were packages.
None. This was before the age of package worship.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Thank you, Afterworld Podcast, for the follow, by the way. That was my dream. My dream costume.
I feel like that'd be like so like terrifying. Like I said, you just walk outside your door and see all these boxes. Like, who's moving into my house? What the fuck? Like,
everyone who did it, every single door we went to was just laughter. We had people take pictures of us, even though we never stood up. We even like were little shits because we're teenagers, and we'd like all go into the middle of we'd all walk across the with our boxes on. We'd all walk across the road. We had one guy in a car actually took a picture of us.
Why did you blow up the boxes
across like the street? One box at a time leading behind a line.
I wonder why.
The natural crossing of the boxes.
The migration.
Since you've topped your box costume, have you thought of a new dream costume?
Well, why don't you tell me about your dream costume? I mean, I have a ton. Like, one of my dream costumes, if we're really getting into it, is, like, to get full makeup of, like, my sister. Or, like especially, like, my older sister, because we're the same height. And I want to show up at my parents. Oh, it's probably my headset because it's being shitty. Thank you for telling me that. I'll try to sit back here. I want to dress up as my sister and go up to my parents' house and see if they can tell it's me because we have the exact same sounding voice. So the goal would be to literally try and fool my parents.
Do it.
Nice.
That would cost a lot of money and a lot of makeup.
Nah.
Yeah.
Probably.
You just have to shave. Like
what about you guys?
Yeah, I think one costume I've always kind of wanted to do. I've always wanted to go to Comic-Con and really, like, I've always wanted to dress up and do, like Joker kind of, like, RP at, like, Comic-Con. Just to roll around and just acting like a troll and just being goofy and laughing all the time.
Don't
Something like that. Like, I don't know. Joker's always been my favorite character, and I've never really. Man, that would probably be a joke I'd probably play up, but like just being chaotic as fuck and just running around like the convention and just being weird and odd and just doing strange things. Just being Joker and being like, ah!
That just sounds more like a purge than actually wear it as a costume. I mean, you could just get some face paint on there.
Chaotic as fuck, not as trying to troll people, but like, maybe you know, does but yeah.
I think we've all seen your hair. Nah, you just need to dye it green.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just more the physique of the Joker is something I didn't have it for a time. But I've always wanted to do it at Comic-Con. Like an actual, like, well-done kind of, like, suit and everything.
And I think like, that would be actually like a lot of fun. That's why I said it. Like, get professionally done makeup, like, for a movie set. I think that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I have the actual scar-looking stuff on your mouth, right? That actually looks like you have the cuts.
Well, have you ever seen, which one is it? Jackass 2? Is the one where Johnny Knoxville gets dressed up as the old man?
Oh yeah.
I thought that was Grandpa.
No, that was when he did it for the last movie. I'm talking about what it got inspired by.
He did it as a bit originally in Jackass, and then it became a movie. Where he just dressed up as an old man, and he had his fucking balls fall out of his pants, and he'd be like, "Oh, are you feeling my balls?" It's really weird.
He'd be like, "It's super windy. Does it feel windy to you?" No, why?
It's
like, oh, my balls are
poking out.
You're like,
poke
attention to it.
Yeah.
That shit was weird.
Yeah, I always wanted to do kind of like a Joker makeup that's like real, like really good and legit.
What about getting like the full avatar makeup? Like,
which one?
I
meant the shit avatar. Yeah, obviously the good one.
Oh, you mean
the one that uses the makeup? Do you mean the blue people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes, he means the blue people.
And does that?
You mean the bald people with like generic white people?
What?
I think so.
Shaved head.
No, like, I mean, like, full stilts, like, the full setup. Can you imagine getting that full makeup?
Yeah.
I think it would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
well, no shit, it'd be uncomfortable. I've never heard of a movie set like super crazy costume being comfortable.
Yeah.
Like think of all the superhero costumes that you always hear about that are like fucking ridiculous to move in. And bat nipples.
Bat nipples are important.
And why would
aerodynamics.
Go on. I wish
you'd like to know, wouldn't you?
I would love to know. Please go on. Aerodynamics, how?
The science behind this. Well, you see, with the shape of a nipple, it's actually the perfect shape for aerodynamics. It's like sports cars.
What's the perfect shape for aerodynamics?
You know, it reduces the airflow.
What is the perfect shape?
Car shaped.
Define the shape. So you're saying every nipple looks like a car?
Yes. Your nipples not look like a car?
Oh my. I think we've got a problem here.
I don't know what to say to that. No. The answer is no.
Oh, that's weird.
Do we need an anatomy lesson?
Did you really think that this was going to go somewhere?
We're going to back up.
Correct answer.
We are going to back up.
Are we?
we need to back up because we're not in a correct answer now.
Honestly, do you know what the correct shape for aerodynamics is?
Circles.
That is incorrect.
Circles and cones.
That is slightly more correct, but still incorrect.
I don't know why you thought there would be a correct answer here.
There is a correct answer, actually.
Yeah, it's egg-shaped.
It's a flat.
I know there is. I meant from him.
Oh, no. I just wanted to catch him in his bullshit. I just felt like, he wanted to go there.
I mean, I feel like we can all smell it from here. I mean, I think everyone knows at this point.
Exactly. Sorry, I was a bit distracted fixing the sound, which I think I figured out what the problem was. I had two audios running of Discord because I'm an idiot.
It also restarted the stream.
Did I restart the stream?
Yeah, because we're at 12 minutes now.
Oh no, yeah. That was the internet. The internet blipped, but the recording's still fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the internets, but I mean, I do Oops, running through the ringer. That being said, God, I tried so hard to fix you on your bullshit. I lost my train of thought.
Good. That's my job.
Think about good costumes.
It's in my contract.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I feel like we all need to read over your contract.
Nah.
You might need some help with your reading comprehension here.
No, it said
if John wrote it, I can see it being there.
Yeah.
I'm happy I didn't.
It says make sure to interrupt and confuse every stream.
Yeah.
While we
I got that copy too.
When we enter the last 15 minutes of the talk show, why don't we talk about the most... if we could remove one costume, I'm going to make it easy and say you cannot pick the kitty cat costume that we all talked about.
Which one?
What costume would you never want to see?
With again? Or without a tail?
Both. If you never want to see a costume again, like you had to rip it from history.
Sexy nuns are weird.
I disagree. And Sarah, you're going to have to pick a new one.
No. So
but they're not for you, Sarah. They're not for you.
Yeah, are they ever really for anyone like
that? Still allowed her choice.
I still think it's weird.
It is weird.
Thank you.
You think that's weird on Halloween? That's the one that's weird on Halloween.
Sexy. Yeah,
that's not the only one that's weird.
Just for you, Sarah. Though. Next year, I'm going as sexy Jesus.
Please go for it. It'll be very
entertaining. Wear a Jesus robe with the beard and all fishnets on. Sexy Jesus.
If you look at what he's already wearing, isn't he already sexy Jesus?
Oh,
you're not wrong.
Oh, this Jesus knows how to preach in the streets and preach in the sheets.
He's got the toga, and every depiction I've ever seen, he's ripped as fuck.
And people pray seem pretty close to his pelvic area.
Okay, then.
That being said, all right, let's move to Insaniac. What costume would you get rid of? Can't pick the kitty cat costumes, though. No? You're just going to sit there and pout?
I think he muted himself.
I think he muted himself, too. We're going to move on to the Grace Goblin.
Boss K, the Grease Gungan?
The Grease Gungan.
I still say the costume I'm wearing because it's so overdone.
I'm just going to agree. I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah.
As fun as it is to say it, I'm not allowed to say it because I was told I'm not allowed. But then again, that hasn't stopped me before.
It really hasn't.
Moving on, Jeremy.
Why can't it be the sexy nurse or the sexy nun?
See?
Sorry, Sarah already picked it.
Answer now. No, she picked none. I'm picking nurse.
Okay.
We'll team this up.
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
I'm going to be fair. I have never actually seen someone dress up as a sexy nurse.
Really?
I have.
Really? You have? I've seen the nun. I've never seen the nurse. I've seen it in movies, but I've never seen it.
I've seen the sexy, scary nurse. It's literally
The silent mask on,
yeah. I mean,
I knew someone who did that.
I've never seen it.
You know what's worse now that I think about it is like, oh, you're going to laugh at this one. Sexy teachers. That's just weird. Because, like, kids.
Nah. Right?
Why is that weird, Sarah? You have a personal vendetta against this costume.
Weird? Because it's weird to think of a teacher who's spending their day with kids as being someone super sexy.
There are people, too. That's weird that you think that's weird.
Yeah, there are people. I mean, in the context of school, like outside of school, be whoever you want to be as a teacher. But like in the context of school, it's weird to think of teachers as sex.
I would get rid of. It'd probably be vampire costumes.
I thought of one that's a bit better.
You see hundreds of them every goddamn year, and for every one unique one that actually looks kind of cool, it either gets replicated 1,000 times or you just see the same fucking costume. And then there's always some stupid kid who thinks it's cool to look like old school Dracula, and it's like, man, it like, do we have to this year? Like, could we not do that costume? It's so bland. I almost said Batman, to be honest, too. That's another, and Spider-Man. Like, they're just so overdone. I hate Walmart for that. If you don't have Walmart, just any kind of like store where you just buy a one piece costume and throw it on. If you're going to dress up, dress up. If you're not, then just like, you know, I'm dressed up for Halloween, but this is what I wear every day. So, I mean,
it is. He shows up to work in that all the time.
I really do. Insaniac. Are you actually back?
Hi, I'm back. Good. Back.
You're just in time to tell us if there was one costume you'd get rid of that wasn't the sexy kitty cat, what would it be?
Like, I had it on my mind before I lost connection.
Silence is the mind killer.
Well, I'll give you one.
Fears.
Well, you might as well talk then, because.
Well, the other one that I thought of was sexy zombies.
Hello?
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird too.
It is.
That's the bordering on necrophilia fetish, and that's fucking weird too.
Just a little bit.
Who would promote necrophilia?
My internet is being really bad.
Horrible, disgusting thing. By the way, no one spell my name backwards.
What does it spell backwards?
Not safe for work.
N-E.
Anyway. Insaniac.
Oh, that reminds quickly. Me of another con I went to.
Quickly, talk before you die again. No, is he dead?
I think he died again.
Did he die in the slow fire of hells that he came from? Ah, that's too bad.
I think so.
Well, we've hit the...
Say levy.
I know it doesn't say on the Twitch, but we've actually hit the top of the hour. I mean, the Twitch got... At least the recording came through. I think we're good, though. Yeah, right? Yeah.
No.
No, we're not. Everything's great.
We're really not good.
If you are...
None of us are actually okay.
If you are watching on... If you are watching live, stick around. We're going to start the Elusive Tavern Tales right after this. If you are listening on the podcast, we are sorry you had nothing better to do, but we're happy you spent it with us here. I'm going to have to do a lot of post-production on this one to make sure everything was good. Otherwise, happy Halloween. I know it's probably like a week after when you get this episode. Otherwise, I am C4 somewhere out there trying to reconnect his internet.
Sexy Magikarp is okay.
Is.
Yes, go for it.
Is Insaniac. That was the Grease Goblin. Also with Seraphike and Sir Jeremy. And we have the Villains of the Villains Talk Show. Thank you so much for watching. Like we said, if you are watching live, stick around. We are starting the Elusive Tavern Tales right away. But if you're not and you're listening to the podcast, we'll catch you next time on copyright thing catch line Z.
Don't forget.
Get it? Copyright people. Catch line thing Z. I thought that was clever.
It was so clever. Like I'm giving you a one-handed applause.
Did not sure, enjoy it.
Was a costume.
All right.
I mean, it was funny as a music video, but when people started wearing it as a costume, like, okay, this is a little much.
You mean like that, right,
Jeremy? All right. Everyone out there in cyberspace, how is the stream looking? It is choppy on my end, that is for sure.
That wasn't.
But seems to be working fine. So, Jeremy, take it away.
Are we good?
Do we know what good is?
What is good?
What is this?
Man, we'll be up here all night.
What's that?
What's this?
There's white stuff everywhere.
Oh, your problem is in the air.
No, there's no white stuff in the air. That's weird.
Jeremy, did you just say my problems? Name?
What?
Did you just say my name?
Definitely not.
All right.
Yay, goats.
Goats, woo.
Oh, Lord.
You're welcome.
Yes, my child.
Well, it says I've dropped some frames. It's been slow, but it seems to be good. So we're going to keep watching it.
Well, if you're having problems, you can also do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, it is technically a bonus thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do
yeah, I think I'm having technical issues. And it looks like I'm dropping too much. We're trying to load these on YouTube, everyone who's watching. And so we want because we don't load up on YouTube very often. We've all been on the podcast. Hey, everyone who's still watching, this is what it's like after the show when I stop talking a lot.
No, this is what it's like before the show, too.
I guess, yeah.
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 Just in general, whenever we talk to each other.
I am, like, the technical savvy I have is just crap. I do my best. You know, I might even drop this into the podcast.
He's young. He should know it, right?
But
we have a tech guy.
And that's not in my contract.
Our tech guy.
Do we have a tech guy? Please? Who? Yeah. Where?
Jeremy.
He's too elusive to be the tech guy, though.
My poor computer.
The tech stuff isn't in my contract.
It's just
sorry.
A small little laptop. It does everything.
No. I've already signed it.
Yeah, you definitely need to upgrade to a desktop.
I can make you sign it again.
Nah. I've already signed it 4 times.
Oh my goodness. Does it keep changing?
Yeah.
The
first time it was about TikTok too.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So.
And then we removed that.
Tomorrow, 10:30, Elusive Tavern Tales, part 2 of the stream.
Yeah, you know part what we could, three we of could the do stream. Is we could always, like, just record them, like, off. off flag thing, and
we could, but I like people participating. I don't know. Do people out there who are watching right now like to participate in D&D?
Then I do too.
I feel like they would. I feel like that's why there's people watching right now, is because they want to participate.
It really is.
Just the only selfish reason. Bastard.
I didn't say we couldn't put it on Twitch either. There's a video.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't. There is a way to upload on Twitch too. I said I just saying we do it.
But then it's not live and people can't participate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I'm just, you know.
But you're not saying you're right.
In case people wonder if we argue like this all the time,
this isn't a question of right or wrong.
No, this is just for the show.
This isn't a question of right or wrong. It's just more of like, you know,
when we play D&D
recording,
they have
it makes it easier.
Yeah, but like the actual game, it can be hours.
We should just record our D&D once. Just go live and just.
I was gonna do that like sometime and not say anything. I was just gonna put us on and put the Discord on for one of the times that you guys all like showed up for the physical, like in person.
I don't know. What do you think out there, Twitch? You're still alive and you're still with us. You guys think we should actually like record like full D&D sessions? Our Saturday sessions are like 6 to 9 hours long. We've been trying not to
be that interesting.
We've been, we really don't see it as interesting. Like, let's be fair, guys.
No, it would be hilarious.
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the people out who are watching. Like, we don't think it's interesting. Like, we like have fun time, but that's why we came up with like the tavern tales. And that's why we try to do like the two shots. Cause at least like we try to pack like interesting content into a small amount of time, like a TV show. But like when you actually watch people D&D, because I've like
do a lot of talking when you play D&D,
and not just that, like when you watch people play D&D live, like on Twitch, it is boring as shit,
right?
Like at least when I watch the synopsis, they're like 30 minutes. Like I'll watch people play D&D, but everyone can tell me like Critical Role is edited down. It is boring as hell to watch. That's what unless the
story is really like really in depth in a sense where you can kind of, and the DM's really good at describing everything where you can very much visualize
moving too, and the DM would have to push things along, like
you have to have certain flow.
It can take us a month to get from one thing to another that takes like 2 hours in game.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so dumb. So out there, Twitch,
some things that are fast, some things that are slow.
Send a message to me, or however you can private message.
Send a message to me,
or message in chat, whatever. Message us. Let us know. We have Instagram. Let us know what you think. I mean, I'm still live right now. You guys are out there listening. Like, do you want
to?
Do you want to see like a full D&D session with our villain characters?
Yes.
We could just be a pretest.
I guarantee you, it's not as exciting as you think it will be.
I mean, we are at that. What's everybody's levels now? Like
12.
11,
almost 12.
Oh, I'm 13 now. I'm 13.
Eula's 10. Coldbeard's still 8.
Level 13 warlock right here.
We're gonna have to talk about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that might change into something else.
I figured.
She's become a off camera character.
Yeah, Coldbeard's become a major off screen character.
I sort of had a feeling.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Focus back to the Twitch audience. If you guys want to actually like sit down and listen to these boring ass games, seriously, let us know, and I will set up for a Saturday where we actually are all in person, and you can see us all in person, listen to us like talk about this crap,
except and argue, for me.
Or don't. I mean, it's up to you guys.
And we just need
Andrew back
for a long time.
Andrew is gone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just make a new one.
Yeah, we just need a picture of Stanger's face.
Picture of Stanger's face, not of Andrew's face of Stanger.
No, it has to be Stanger.
There would be no...
You have a picture of the likeness. Why don't you get a picture of Stanger?
Yeah. We should definitely get a picture of Stanger.
And then that's you just put a microphone in front of the Stanger picture, but it's really just connected to my audio Discord.
It's like not a bad idea, actually. It's not a bad idea.
That's what I said.
Anyway.
It's like he's actually there.
Anyone who's still watching, tune in tomorrow at 10:30 Mountain Standard Time. That's 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. That is also 12:30 Central Standard Time for the Elusive Tavern Tales. Tales of Tavernly
Tales of Elusivity.
Is someone left? Hi, Sarah. So my sister is watching the stream. Hi, Sarah. How are you? She heard me say what my dream costume is.
making the stream come true one step at a time. Let's do this.
Yes. This is the best part. My sister sent me two text messages. She said, "Oh my god, that costume sounds amazing. How can I help?"
Perfect. This has got to be a clip that we got to like record as you guys pranking your parents.
I might.
That would be great. Put it on the talk show.
On that note,
yeah,
I'm going to end the stream. I know I said it already, but thanks for everyone watching. We really do appreciate you all.
This is all going up on the podcast too.
I actually might crop it together, you know.
This should go on the podcast.
Behind the scenes. If you made it this far, this is behind the scenes that we didn't think we'd add, but you know, we're going to add it because we did.
We choose what we do, not you.
Yep.
Behind the scenes is a weird place, but so is on the scenes. So
yes, on the scenes. We do all the scenes on the scenes.
There's choice involved, but I don't think it's ours.
Do you guys want me to end it really now?
No.
Become a minion. Today.
Yeah,
and do it. Tomorrow.
Work for us. We'll give you a contract. It'll be